For example, somebody who has the enemy, whom you regard enemy, one who is anger, one who is anger towards oneself, one who is anger towards you, one has, you see, one who dislike, doesn't love, you see, dislike towards oneself. That you see, by practicing patience, then you see, by practicing patience towards that person, you see, whom you regard enemy or one who dislike you, doesn't love you, the anger, see, who, one has anger towards you, your anger, you see, month by month, year by year, you see, become less and less. And then after some time, you know, very difficult to get angry. You know, more the mind is trained in patience. Even it rises a very short time, it doesn't last long. You know, it rises this duration like that, then, you know, it stops. You see, after having practiced patience for some time, you see, months and years, you see. Even you see, after that, then, by developing mind in the patience, then, you see, no anger, you see, whatever happens to you, whatever harm others give you, you never get angry. No anger rises. So, however, now here is the point. So, by practicing patience, anger do not rise, which you are able to control. So that means you don't give harm. With anger, you don't give harm to others. You see, harm, you know, giving harm to others with anger stopped. So giving harm to numberless other sentient beings from life to life, you know, so many people in this life with anger giving harm, you know, cause others to get angry and let others to create negative karma with the body, speech, mind, which makes them to be born in the hell realms, lower realms. You know, causing others, you cause others to create negative karma and to be born in the lower realms. however, you make them anyway. If you don't talk about reincarnation in the past, which like however, you know, making so many people unhappy, angry. You see, you destroy their peace, happiness. You see, so many people, you destroy so many people's peace and happiness. Anyway, so even one life in the family, in the office, wherever you are, in the east, west, in the countryside, in the city, wherever you live, wherever you are. Anyway, so then, life to life, you see, without practicing patience, the life to life, the anger, harm numberless other sentient beings. When you think from life to life, it harms to numberless other sentient beings. You see, to all sentient beings, if you think from life to life, you see, if you don't tame the mind, if you don't practice patience, it's time, stop getting angry, stop, you see, train the mind, you see, to make possible to not rise anger. If one doesn't do that, then this is what happens. So, therefore, you see, even this one, disturbing emotion thought, anger, if you stop, by practicing patience. You see, from life to life, even just this life, so many people, animals, people, they don't receive harm from you with anger. So they receive so much peace and happiness from you. So now if you think from life to life, numberless sentient beings, they don't receive harm from you with your anger. You see? So all those absence of harm is peace and happiness. What numberless other sentient beings are receiving, you see, from you. You see, by your controlling anger, by practicing patience, you know, making possible to not have anger. So that's, it's incredible. It's the skies of peace and happiness you're giving to a numberless sentient beings, you see, for that life. So all this peace and happiness, all this peace and happiness is it that you're able to give numberless other sentient beings. You see? It's back, you see. By the kindness of this person who is angry towards you, that you are able to offer all this peace and happiness, numberless others in the world, you see? By practicing patience, you know, make impossible to rise anger. So all this, by kindness, do you see? It happened due to kindness of the person who has anger towards you. I thought the microphone is tired. Tired and bored. At the microphone of the machine. Tired and bored. Maybe getting upset because of my coming up. So what I was trying to say before, all this, you see, all this peace and happiness that one is able to give numberless of other sentient beings, you see, through the practice of patience, you know, make it impossible to rise anger, you see, through that training. So this is completely by kindness of this person that I could benefit so much, you see, to numberless other sentients, able to give all this peace and happiness. So if this person didn't have anger towards me, then I have no opportunity to practice patience. If this person has no anger towards me, you see, I have no opportunity to practice patience. Then no opportunity to make possible, you know, to not rise anger. You see, so by developing my mind in patience, then make it impossible to rise anger. You see, that wouldn't happen. You know, if this person didn't have anger towards me. You see, so all this that I'm developing my mind, patience, make impossible trust, anger. You see, after some time, then able to give peace and happen so much to all the sentient beings. So that was absence of harm. You see. So this completely back kind of this person. Who was angry towards me. You see, the other sentient being not receiving harm, you know, from not receiving harm from me out of anger. That has to come from my mind training in the patience. So how can I practice patience if they, you see, if no one gets angry to me, you see, if nobody has anger towards me, then how I can get opportunity? How can I develop my mind in patience? No, but there's no opportunity to practice patience. No opportunity to develop patience. You know? You see. So it has to. So therefore, to develop my mind in patience, this very precious quality of human mind. That which is the path to enlightenment. In the six parameters, you know, to achieve enlightenment, the parameter of say charity, parameter of morality, parameter of say patience, parameter of perseverance, parameter of concentration, of wisdom. See. So you need to complete these in order to achieve enlightenment. You see, to cease all the mistakes of mind, see, and to complete all the qualities of realization, that which is the full enlightenment. Only then you can do perfect work towards all the sentient beings without the slightest mistake. You can benefit, you can help. Only after you achieve enlightenment. So, you see, especially for this, you know, to achieve enlightenment, so that one can enlighten numberless others in the means. So need to practice. Parameter of patience is the path to enlightenment. So, Buddha's conduct. So, for that, to train mind in that, without depending on somebody having anger towards you, impossible. No this path to achieve this path. You know? patience. So it has to rely on, depend on somebody saying anger towards me. So therefore, now here you see that somebody having anger is a you need anger. So therefore, you see here, therefore you need for you, maybe not good for that person having anger, but for you, there's incredible need. You know? For you, there's incredible need. You see, somebody having anger towards you, for you is incredible need. You know, there's great need for your development. For developing your mind, you know. It's incredible need. With Buddha gave teachings to practice patience. You see. But you have no opportunity to practice patience with Buddha. But Buddha doesn't have anger. Friends, friends, while they are friends, which they don't have anger. While they are friends, while they are your friends, you see, they don't have anger towards you. So, good friends, no opportunity to practice patience. You see, to develop this special quality of mind, human mind, you see, tolerance, patience. Very fundamental, you know, the quality to have. So, basis for happiness. You know, basis for happiness in the life. Peace and happiness. Basis for the happiness, peace in the life. You see. Yours and others. So, yeah, so now stranger, you see, we're dividing the sentient beings in three. Friend, you see, so friend, enemy, stranger. All numberless sentient beings divided in three. So with the friends, no opportunity to participate. With the stranger, they don't have anger towards you, so no opportunity to participate. Now only the person among the numberless sentient, among these numberless sentient beings, only the person whom you see, whom with whom one can practice patience, or who gives you this precious opportunity to practice patience, is only among these numberless, only this person who has anger towards you. So only this one's left. So if you don't practice patience with this, who gives you the opportunity? Who pursues you? You see, to follow the path, to practice the patience. So, you see, then otherwise you have no opportunity, you know, to achieve the path. Then cannot achieve enlightenment. You see, then cannot do perfect work towards the sentient beings without the slightest mistake, you see, to bring them in full enlightenment. Cannot. And that is the main goal of our life. That's the main goal of your life. You see, to liberate sentient beings from the suffering cause, bring them to enlightenment, if that's your main goal of, you see, your main goal of the life. You know, why we survive day-to-day life, why we survive, why we put so much effort to live, is to develop the mind and the path. You see, to benefit of a sentient being. So this one is the main goal of our life, you see. To liberate the sentient beings from suffering and bring them in full enlightenment. Bring them in full enlightenment. That's the main goal of life. Your ultimate goal. Ultimate benefit towards others. And you see, so therefore this person is a unbelievable, now, so unbelievable kind. You see, skies of the kindness is like limitless skies. Because benefit what you achieve from that. You see, what you achieve from that person is like limitless sky. You see, so the kindness of that person having anger towards you, like limitless sky. Kindness, unbelievable kind, the most precious kind one in your life. Even you offer all the You see, I think each time the kindness of the person, you know, having kindness of the person having anger towards you, it gives opportunity to practice patience, you know. And see, and the benefit each time, benefit of the patience each time that you practice, you know, you see, that which leads to enlightenment, brings you to enlightenment, and that you are able to cause, with that able to cause all the happiness, temporary ultimate happiness, up to temporary happiness, and ultimate happiness, liberation, enlightenment, you are able to cause all the marvelous things. You see. So you see, now to this person, each time, even you give, even you give how much possession, wealth there is on this earth, you give everything, you know, you see, all the wealth that's on this earth, you give to this person, it's not enough to repay the kindness. It's nothing. All this wealth that's which is on this earth, you offer to this person to repay kindness, not enough. It's nothing. You know, to repay kindness of that person, all this benefit what you achieve, see, what you get from that person. So even you offer billions of dollars, it's nothing. With $1 billion, you don't have that opportunity, you see, to practice patience, to develop patience, see, what this person gives you, all right? The $1 billion and the value of this sentient being, and the $1 billion, you see, is nothing. $1 billion, nothing lost. When you think of the value of this person, see, how much benefit you get from that person, it's about practice patience. You know, this person giving you opportunity to practice patience, by having anger. $1 billion doesn't have anger. So, like that. So the most precious, this person is actually the most precious, most kind one in my life. You see now, like this, one thing is by making it impossible to rise anger, so through, by developing the mind and the patience, you know, then number of sentient beings don't receive harm from you. You see, don't receive harm from you out of anger. So they get so much peace and happiness. So that is, you see, so that you're able to offer all this due to the kindness of this person. Okay? This opportunity is given by this person. This opportunity to give all this peace and happiness to all sentient beings is by, you know, say, given by this person who is angry towards you. So kind of suppression. The other one is, you see, by developing mind and patience, you know, then you see, able to achieve enlightenment, then you are able to cause temporal happiness, you know, ultimate happiness, liberation, enlightenment towards all sentient beings. So, you see, by developing patience. You know? So, again, this is completed, you know, by kind of, you see, this, that I'm able to offer all this by the kindness of this person, you know, with anger towards me. Then he gave me this opportunity. You see, he gave me opportunity to develop mind and able to offer all this happiness to others, temporary, ultimate. Okay? So it's by kindness of this person. So that I'm just trying to conclude, you see, the meditation. Maintain the kindness of the person who's angered, who's kindness of the how to maintain kindness of the person, you see, extensively. One who is anger towards you, you know, whom you call enemy, say, or who doesn't love you. And then the other thing is this. Even you need the practice of patience is needed. Practice of patience is need. Even one doesn't believe reincarnation, karma, even you're not seeking enlightenment, liberation from samsara, even one is not interested in these things, doesn't believe in these things, still you need to practice patience. If you don't practice patience, you see, if you don't practice the patience, what happens? Your friend, a person whom you want to be your friend, even that person become your friend, you will make that person become enemy to you. You see, even talking just one life, you know, happiness. So if you don't practice patience, I see, then your mind, every time when something happens, your mind becomes impatient, they get angry. Then you see, then. When you get angry, say, your beloved friend, then it will make you see your anger makes you become enemy to your beloved friend. You see, and then your anger makes your beloved friend enemy to change his or her mind towards you. And get angry to you, upset to you. So, you see, your anger, you see, makes your friend to be an enemy to you. Your anger breaks your relationship. Your anger makes a person to separate from you, makes the other person to get tired, bored, see, to leave you. You see, so you see, even without talking, say, even without, without say, even just talking only, even somebody who's the only things. Things only happen in this life, whose concern is happiness only this life, you know. Your happiness, you know, your concern, she concern only your happiness, but even that just on this life. So even for that, if you want happiness, you need practice. If you want happiness, if you need happiness, I said, it becomes so essential or so so crucial, you know, to they need to practice patience. It harms you want the relationship harmonious. But your anger, because you don't practice patience, so the anger makes disharmony, relationship disharmony. It breaks the relationship. Doesn't last. So with him, you want to be harmonious, with whom you want to be harmonious, with whom you want to have a good relationship. So your anger harms, destroys the harmonious, you know, peace and happiness in the relationship, you see. So peace and happiness, harmonious, you see, between the employee and employer. Employee and employer. I see, to have peace and harmonious, good relationship. You see, depends on patience. You see. Teacher and the students, parents and children, so you see, to have say, good relationship, peace, you know, harmonious. So the practice of patience need everywhere, in every life that you need. So the person who is very never think of patience, but never practice patience, then very self-centered mind, especially like that. Then whenever there's something small, even something small thing went wrong or not exactly how you like, you see, what the person did, anything, something small, something not exactly what the person like, what the person's ego like, you see, not exactly, not completely. So they say if it's something small thing didn't happen exactly, then you see immediately anger rises. Then you see that destroys the environment, destroys oneself, destroys, I say, makes others angry or unhappy. You know. Besides oneself unhappy, angry. See, it transforms the environment negative. You know. When the person is angry, you see, the environment in the room, very negative. It's very kind of terrifying. But when you see the person's body, very terrifying that time, even though normally beautiful, but when the anger manifests out, even the body becomes very terrifying. Even when you see the body, very terrifying. So like that. So this person, you see, wherever this person goes, east, west, wherever, you see, instead of making friend, instead of making everybody a friend, wherever you go, everybody becoming your friend, everybody becoming your enemy, wherever you go. So everybody, behind you, they complain. They create bad reputation, spreading to people. you see, your person, see how the person has a cruel personality, or see, and actions, see behaviors, attitude, substance, how they also impatient. However, and then difficult to have friend, see. Even those who are friends, beginning they become enemy later. One day later, a friend in the morning, in the evening time. By the evening time, they become enemy. However, in this world, one person did not practice patience. One person who is influential, who has much influence, you see, power, but did not practice patience. So you can see how many million people got killed, tortured, you know, all that. Even one person in this world who has influence, so much influence, but did not practice patience, didn't have that quality of mind, that precious quality of mind, good heart, you see. If that person who has much influence, if that person practiced, you see, patience, good heart, the patience, then you see the opposite, the effect, you see. The person could give so much unbelievable peace and happiness to so many millions and millions of people in this world. That covers also the animals. The other way, so many millions of people, make war, and so many millions, so many countries destroyed, so many million people were killed. and then, by the way, you see, uncountable number of animals that suffered due to a atomic bomb, or the, you know, due to those violence, you know, weapons. So one can see, even one person practicing patience and not practicing patience, how incredible big difference it makes to the world, you know, to the world, from that one person to the world, you see. So therefore it becomes so essential in our daily life. So essential in our daily life to be able to say to practice patience. Try to communicate. Communicate. See, sometimes silence is much more beneficial than talking. However, try to communicate without the additional the anger, without the emotional, without the negative emotional mind. You see, communicate, but without this extra thing. You see, the unnecessary external thing, that which is the emotional negative thought. Emotional negative thought, the anger rises, without that. So that part is unnecessary. It's only harmful, there's no benefit. That extra thing. While you're communicating, then this negative anger, negative emotion toward anger rising, that's on a harm, no benefit. Without that, see, that's the part, that part's totally unnecessary, see, only harmful. However, one day rising anger, see, one didn't hear. Without practicing, didn't get to practice patience, and one get angry. Then that leaves negative imprint back on the mental continuum. You see, that leaves negative imprint back on the mental continuum. Then that, you see, that means, you see, you create the cause. You created more cause to get angry. In the future. Already there's a lot of negative imprint led by the past anger. Already there's a lot, see. So then you see, again you are planting seed, you see, on the back on the mental continuum. You are leaving negative imprint of anger, you see, on your mental continuum. So more that happens, then you see, it makes it more difficult in the future. Makes it more impatient in the future. Yeah. So therefore, here I'm talking about anger, but you see, dissatisfied desire, attachment, or if you have any other negative emotional thoughts. So more one allowed to rise, leave negative imprint back on the mental continuum, makes your future life more difficult. Normally I say that the actual hell, the suffering of the hell is a not see. You see, you experience the suffering. You experience the hell suffering. You see, until the karma finishes. When the karma finishes, you see, then the hell suffering stopped. It's finished. You see, there's a length of time. There's a certain length of time. It's not like what Christianity mentioned. Once you're born in hell, you know, then say you are in the hell forever. It's not like that. So what causes you to be born in hell by karma? So the duration of karma you experience, the duration of experiencing the hell suffering, you see. So when that karma finishes, the suffering of the hell finishes, stops. So how normally I say, actually the negative imprint, you know, in our daily life, each time anger rises, desire rises, you see, leaves negative imprint back on the mental continuum. That's much more terrifying. The negative imprint is much more terrifying than the hell. Negative imprint is much more terrifying than the hell suffering. That's what I think, you see. Because if you don't have a negative imprint, there's no hell. There's no suffering of the lower realm. You never experience. It doesn't exist for you. See, if delusion does not rise. If you don't have a negative imprint, that means there's nothing there that causes to rise delusion, you see, anger and desire. There's nothing there. You see, nothing there to give which makes to rise these negative emotional thoughts, anger, attachment, these things. You see, so how is possible, you see, to experience suffering of the lower realm, you know, such as hell, those unbearable suffering, you see. So normally I say, you know, by analyzing, negative imprint is much more terrifying than you see, much more fearful than the suffering of the hell. So therefore, very important in our daily life, even one time, you see, able to practice, you know, see, not rather every time, you let anger to rise, rather every time you let to be controlled by anger. You see, you give your victory to anger. You give your victory to, instead of yourself taking the victory, you know, control, and you give the control victory to your anger. You lose, anger win. You lose and anger win. Anger control you, you see. So rather letting every time like that, rather, you see, always giving victory to anger, you know. you lose and anger win. You know, giving control to the anger. So, even say, to practice patience every time, but at least you see, one day or 1 week, you know, even you miss it many times, say, missed out to practice patience. Anger, you see, yeah, occupied, control you. But you see, at least even one time in a day or in a 1 week, however, practice patience, able to use meditation techniques. It's very important. Even one time able to control anger. Even one time able to, you know, one day or 1 week, you see, it's just even one time able to control anger by practicing patience, that makes huge differences. That way, it doesn't. There's no opportunity anger to leave negative imprint on your mental continuum, which gives rise to anger. You see, you know, again. You see, in the so many times in the future. So this subject I started that. So here, you see the other person having anger towards you here, become very positive, you know, great need in your life. So you see, great need in your life, you see. Like you see, like we need, see, like you need, I say, normally I say, so normally I say like this, as you need friend, you need enemy. As you need friend, you know, in the daily life, you need friend. So exactly here, you need also enemy. You need also the enemy. In other words, as you need happiness, you know, as you need happiness, need to see the anger, see somebody having anger towards you. So then, the other thing is that, if one doesn't practice patience right now, while the other person has anger towards you, if you don't practice patience right now, if you don't have opportunity right now, the minute when the other person's anger is gone, then you don't have opportunity. You lost the opportunity to participations. You see, so one must practice patience, right now. So while the other person has anger towards you, you know that.